We are now up to Simen Tov, Samach Hei, Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. So when Sif Aleph, the Mechaber mentioned that Murs and Bran can turn to Chametz, and therefore one has to avoid having it come in contact with water, says the Mechaber, Eina Isha Shofa Mursan al Basora Afilu Yavish. Midira the Mishnah. Although it was usur for people to put bran on them when they were going to the bathhouse, which was common in those days, it was permissible to put bran on you without any liquid. However, the Mechaber is bringing down that we're always afraid that people are not bucky, people are not careful, to make sure that before they wash themselves, they remove every bit of bran. There is the fear that the person is going to end up getting themselves wet before the bran is all off. In fact, what happens if someone did put bran on them? So the halacha is they've got to be careful not to wash themselves in cold water until after they're sure that every little bit is taken off. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that it may be a good idea to wash oneself in May Paris. Siv Gimel, im shifshishfu mursan be'evoz lach mimayim. Yesh mi she'omer she'evoz osur. Now, the halach is like this. Generally speaking, if you're talking about a cooked chicken, cooked fowl, there are halachis that because it's cooked, we say that it is soft and absorbent. And it may be that even though it's something cold, it may have the ability to absorb any kind of isser that is put on top of it. Not so when you're dealing with raw fowl. So there we say that it is generally non-absorbent, and anything treif that was put on it, you just simply wash it off and it comes off and that's it. What happens in this case if they did smear the fowl with mursan, with bran, and it was moist? So this dais says that the entire bird is going to be usur. And that is that what we tell ourselves is that it got absorbed through the pores. It is porous and it got absorbed through the pores. Not only that, but it went into the meat itself. And skinning the bird is not going to be sufficient in order to be matir it. Says the Ramah, Hagav v'ochi nohu glinyin isur chomitshu b'mashu. And that is our minig with regard to chomets, that we are choshish, that even raw fowl will absorb what you put on the outside of it through the pores, and it'll actually get absorbed into the meat itself, and the meat is there for usur. Now the Ramah goes even further. And the Ramah says, v'yesh lizor shelo lahave v'ofis b'kashin. In order, one has to be careful not to singe the birds with straw. Shemi yusham chitin odogin mechumis, just in case there's some chametz there. V'yitin tam ba'ofis b'shas ha'hivuv. And it'll give tam, it'll give the its taste of isur to the birds at the time that you're singeing them. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Achronim say that this is only a chumrah. But mi'ikar adin, even if we know that there is grain over there, we don't know that it became chametz, we don't know that there's grain there altogether. Even if we know that there's grain in its chametz, the bird doesn't touch it, how is it through the flame that it's going to absorb it? But the Ramah is bringing this down as a very big chumra for Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah also says, what happens if you end up finding an empty stalk of grain? Does one have to worry that maybe there was a chametz piece of grain in it and it fell into your tapshel, it fell into whatever you're cooking? He says one does not have to be choshish for it. Now, getting back to the first halacha, that the iser chametz shehu b'mashu, we're machmer and we say that the entire bird absorbed from what was put on its skin. Mishnah Berurah is medayik that this is talking about on Pesach itself. On Erev Pesach, chametz is not yet b'mashu, and therefore the Achronim say that on Erev Pesach, even though it's in the afternoon, the halacha is that you're allowed to go and rinse the bird, but you must eat it before Pesach, because once Pesach comes in, we say that that it is chozer v'ne'er, whatever little bits may have been absorbed there, or whatever little bit, the actual bits are still present there, are now spreading throughout the entire bird, and that is going to give an iser mashu throughout Pesach. But in Erev Pesach, in a case of hefsed merubah, he is matur actually using the bird.